From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Why, yes, it is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It's Wednesday, November 7th. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. I'm very excited for a guest we have coming in studio, Amy Ryan.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you folks know the name Amy Ryan, but you might hear. And the Academy Award goes to Amy Ryan. She's in three movies which are in theaters now. You might know her from The Wire, from her stage work. She's in this film, Gone Baby Gone, where she plays a woman whose child has been abducted. Take a listen.
I just want my daughter back. I swear to God, I won't do no drugs no more.
It's all right. We're going to find her, Ellie.
Promise. You have to promise me.
An intense movie and an intense performance.
Jeez,
we'll talk to her
towards
the end of the hour.
Yeah. Also, we're going to talk about the writer's strike. Film and TV writers still expected to man the old picket lines for a third straight day today. We're seeing the impact already on late night TV and some sitcoms. Soap operas could be feeling the pinch soon. We're going to talk to a soap writer who remembers the last writer's strike and how it affected a genre that doesn't really allow for reruns.
Nope, fellas sitting out there right now. I'm sure hearing some good stories. We're also going to talk about the most emailed, the most clicked on stories on the web. It's called The Most. We'll bring our staff in and do a round robin.
Also, we're going to get today's headlines from Rachel Martin in just a moment. First, though, we got the BPP's big story for you.